Native American tribes across the country are buying back land where their ancestors lived and putting it in federal trust. Doing so often makes the land exempt from local and state taxes, and that's leading to tensions in the counties that are providing services but are no longer reaping the taxes to pay for them. From NET Radio in Nebraska, Clay Masters reports.
Acres of softly rolling farmland scattered with pools of melted snow and thick mud seem like an unlikely place for a tax battle. But it's here that the Winnebago tribe has bought nearly 4,000 acres, and it's trying to get some of it off the tax rolls. That would mean Thurston County couldn't collect taxes on it, and that doesn't sit well with some county residents. Popo's Drive-In Restaurant is in Pender, Thurston's county seat. Farmer Terry Lamplot and her husband Joel are having coffee today. They're members of the National Association of County Officials and have spent years trying to get the federal government to provide tax credits to counties that have native land in trust.
All of the burdens are still there when you remove that tax base. And what ends up happening is everyone else that does not have the luxury of being able to just take their land off the tax rolls and, you know, not pay taxes anymore, the rest of those people have to bear the burden. And it's not right.
But many tribal leaders disagree. Tribes across the country have put upwards of 1 million acres in federal trust in the past dozen years. Besides the Winnebago, the Pawnee tribe in Oklahoma has 1,600 acres of land in trust. Three tribes have bought land around Bear Butte in South Dakota's Black Hills. According to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Navajo tribe holds the most acres in trust at just under 18 million. Ken Mellory is the vice chairman for the Winnebago tribe. He says there's thousands of acres that were once tribal land that are now providing taxes for the county. He argues that land should never have been on the tax rolls in the first place. He says in the 1920s, members of his tribe were tricked out of land ownership.
A lot of times Indians owed their grocery bills. They wouldn't pay their grocery bills. Guess what they used for collateral? Land. And it was taken just like that. Never should have been the case, but we had some bad agents down through history. We've had bad Indian agents that were in cahoots with the farming community. We weren't educated then like we are today.
Winnebago tribe member Donnell Smith is a partner in a law firm handling Native American cases around the country, including the Winnebagos. She says there are opportunities for the tribe to work with the county government.
There's a lot of biases and assumptions, I guess, about what one or the other will or won't do or whatever. And in my view, we're all neighbors. We all live there. You know, everybody has the same interests in having a good, safe, healthy community. We want economic development activities just like anybody else wants for their hometown.
In an odd twist, Smith also serves on the Thurston County Board of Supervisors. Leonard Peters heads the board and says because of the tax issue, it's difficult for the three Native Americans who serve on the board to support both county and tribal governments.
It's something that's really hard for them to do and hard for us to accept, I guess, because whenever they put land up for trust, we oppose it for obvious reasons. We're going to lose tax revenue.
Last year, it would have cost Thurston County $200,000 if all the land the Winnebago tribe bought in recent decades was put in trust. About half of that money would go to schools. The rest would fund everything from roads to fire protection. While it's just a small part of the $11 million in property taxes collected in this northeastern Nebraska county, it's enough to continue the controversy of taking tribal land off the tax rolls. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.